Welcome to the Adventist Music Podcast. This is a show that shares the stories of Seventh-day Adventist musicians from all around the world. I'm your host, Khan Elmers, a music lover and podcast producer. On today's episode, we'll explore the song story of Joshua Stewart. Joshua's from the Bahamas, his family comes from Jamaica, and he started playing music at a very young age, and now he is a full-time musician. It's great to have you on the show, Joshua.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
If you would like to follow us on Instagram and give us a donation, it would help us to go and cover the expenses of producing this podcast. Go on to Buy Me a Coffee and help to support musicians around the world. So now for today's episode with Joshua Stewart. Joshua, can you tell us who you are, where you're from, and a moment that you felt inspired to be a musician?
Yeah, for sure. My name is Joshua Stewart. I am a singer, songwriter, and music producer. I've been in the industry for almost 10 years. I had my original start back at my home church, Grantstown Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's where I started doing music, and I was able to branch out from there. A moment that inspired me to become an artist and also music producer. I believed for a long time that there was something missing, and I believed that that thing that was missing was my sound and the stories that I wanted to tell. I believe that there are a lot of great artists, there are a lot of great musicians, but they can't tell my story, only I can. So I believe that it was very important for me not only to make good music, but also to use the situations and the stories that God has given to me and allowed me to go through to better somebody else. So I think that's really one of the moments that inspired me to do what it is that I'm doing right now.
Take us back to that moment where you felt inspired that way. How old were you? Where were you living? What was going on?
When I was a kid, I would watch. There's a lot of artists that I admire. For example, Todd Delaney, Travis Green. There's so many different people that I watched growing up. Donnie McClurkin, Ty Tribbett. And I would watch all of these artists be able to showcase their gifts, showcase their talents, and also tell their stories at such a high level on such immaculate quality. I truly believed that I could do the same thing. At first, I wasn't sure how to. So I would start to just try to find my way. I watched how God would point me in the right direction slowly. Like, looking back from where I'm at right now, I watched and I'm seeing how he pointed me to the right people, pointed me to studios, pointed me to musicians, pointed me to people that were already ahead of me in the industry in the Bahamas. I started to do more projects. I started to produce my own music, write my own songs. They might not have been where I would have wanted it to be in terms of quality right now, but I watched God help me to slowly progress and slowly improve my quality of work, not just to be able to do what it is that I wanted to do, but I also think he wanted to show me how much he was leading me when it comes to the gift that he gave me.
You know, when you were first beginning that your music career, your music, it does sound quite different than what it does now today. I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you first began on that journey, what inspired you to develop? Was there a specific time or event that took place where you just were like, I can't give this up?
Yeah, funnily enough, and I normally in interviews, I normally give this small story. When I first started high school, that was when I released my very first song called Believe. It was my very first attempt at producing music and writing. And it's funny because a lot of people at my school did not take it seriously. A lot of people would make jokes about it. And that was a very rough time, specifically because I was so passionate about doing this and I felt misunderstood, especially by the people that I grew up with in terms of that school. It was so bad for me to the point where I actually wanted to quit and give up. I actually didn't want to do music anymore. And I had set in my mind that in order for me to no longer be the joke or, you know, no longer be the center of that humor, pretty much, the way for me to do that is pretty much just to stop and it'll all go away. So that was the mindset that I had years ago. This is more than 12 years ago. I remember God gave me my second song from that experience called Mountains. And Mountains pretty much talks about the different struggles that I went through in terms of my identity as an artist and a musician. And the mountains were all of those people. That's what I talk about in the song. But not even just that. There are just so many different mountains. You know, doing what we do is very expensive. Not only that, but, you know, it's very hard to do it at a high level of quality, especially if you don't have connections within the industry to be able to access certain resources and stuff like that. So pretty much that song encompasses all of the different trials, all of the different setbacks, but also talking about how God helped me to climb each mountain throughout my journey. So even you're correct when you talk about how my sound and the quality in all of my work, my portfolio musically, has changed based off of how God allowed me to meet specific people and pointed me in the right direction. So a lot of people would say, as I matured, my level of quality changed. But my truth is the more God intervened, my sound changed.
How would you describe your sound to somebody who has never heard your music before?
I look at myself as a multifaceted artist, meaning my music is not specific to one space. It's interchangeable. So my sound, I would describe it as lively, but also adaptable and honest. I can do your average church praise and worship styled arrangements, your live recording styled arrangements, but I can also do an acoustic piece with just piano and voice with an orchestra behind it. But I can also do like an Afrobeat or hip hop styled or pop styled piece of music. So it's pretty much surrounded or tailored to the message that I'm trying to convey with the song. So yeah, I would say my sound is lively, adaptable, but also honest because I'm being true to myself at the same time.
Yeah, I like the way you put that, that you're trying to be honest and you're being yourself. And I think people can relate to that type of, the type of music. You can find people where they are.
Yeah.
I'm really inspired by your testimony. And thank you so much for sharing about that. Could you share with me one piece of music that really reflects the style of yours?
Yeah. One of my most recent projects called Love. It's featuring Sturmon, Leandria Smith, and Colin Christopher, all friends of mine, artists here in the Bahamas that have done extremely well. That song comes from a very dark place in my life. I released it, I believe, in 2024 of last year.
And when was that song birthed?
It came out of, honestly, a season of being unsure. I had a lot of life changes going on. I honestly felt like God was no longer there. My life used to be smooth. This is how I normally put it. My life was smooth up until that moment. It happened during Thanksgiving of 2023. I isolated myself from everything and everyone. And I felt like God abandoned me because I knew what it felt like to be cared for by him and taken care of by him. And I no longer felt that feeling. And I was trying to ask God why he was allowing all of the different things to happen to me that were happening in those moments. And I remember just sitting in my room by myself on Thanksgiving Day, actually. I prayed to God. I would argue and say, in a way that I never have before. And I decided just to sit, just to take a day, block out all distractions, just to hear his voice. I needed to hear from him. As I sat pretty much in the silence with no distractions, not talking to anybody, not being around anybody for an entire day, in fact, days, God gave me that song. And that's in the song. That's what I talk about. It was your grace that kept me. It was your love that surrounds me. It was your kindness towards me. Your unfailing love. In that moment, God was pretty much telling me, I never left you. My love handles everything. My love is pretty much all that you need. And in that moment, that's when I started to pen the words of that song.
Yo, we gotta go, we gotta go. I know y'all having fun, but we gotta go. Alright, let's do it one more time. Come on, Nate, take me back to the van. Let's go, right here. Oh, yeah. Let's go, y'all. It was your love that saved me. It was your love that changed me. It was your love that raised me. Time and time. Was it love that brings me time and time and let me hear you say that. It was your love.
It was your love.
It was your love.
It was your love.
Time and time and
time and time and time.
It was your love.
It was your love.
It was your love.
It was your love.
I can't forget. And I can't say anything. I said it was your love.
It was your love.
That song honestly changed my life because I don't have another song that can be compared to that one, either musically or lyrically. Because I think even in the way that you listen to the production of that song. That was my very first time producing something of that quality, getting musicians from all around the world, from Canada, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, Florida, in the US. I collaborated with three different artists in one project. That is also something that I've never done before. So this song is truly an eye-opener for all of those different things and reasons.
Yeah, that's quite an achievement. What is something that you'd like our listeners to take away from that song?
I would honestly say God's love is enough. I think a lot of times when we feel abandoned by God, it's because of what's happening in a moment where we're not used to seeing him either be silent as far as we're concerned, or we feel like he's not moving in the way that he normally does. Something that I've learned is that God's timing is the best timing. He sees the full picture when we don't. But the one thing he asks us to do is to trust him simply because of the love that we should know that he has for us. We're going to have bad seasons of sorrow sometimes, seasons of loneliness, seasons of uncertainty. But at the end of the day, never forget that God's love guarantees that you'll be okay. All you have to do is just trust him.
That's such a beautiful message. Does this message ring true for you and today?
Yeah, it does. I'll even give you a quick story.
Okay.
For years, one of my goals for my artistry journey was to win awards to give back to my family for the sacrifices that they have made for me to be able to do what it is that I do, especially at a young age. And for years, my music would never get recognized. And I actually wanted to give up because I wasn't able to achieve anything in terms of on a national level. I found it so hard to quit and give up. Every time I would say that I'm going to quit, I never could. In the year 2023, I released my freshman album. It's called Sincerely. I knew that the album was good, but I honestly didn't think it would fully go anywhere in terms of, you know, achieving an award, because I've done, you know, numerous projects before that and none of them were recognized. And in 2024, when award season came in the Bahamas, it got nominated for a few awards. And I went to the award show in June of 2024, and it won Album of the Year. Just to fast forward even a little bit more, after that, I released three projects. Love, another project that I have called If Only You Knew, and another project after that that I have called Always. And I was a part of a music collective. The label that I'm signed to, Remnant Management Group Music, RMG Music, we released our first album together last Christmas or last December. I produced half of that project, and I also have my own song on that project as well. And this past June, we won Special Project of the Year, which is now my second award as an artist, for artist and producer for that project. And so this was literally a few weeks ago.
It was just a few weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, congratulations. You know,
thank you so much. That sentiment, that story that comes from the song Love, it still resonates with me even today, even though I wrote that song over a year ago. It still resonates with me simply because trusting God's timing is so important, and just trusting his vision. Because if it were up to me, I probably would have coveted these things so long ago. I would have been content with having them so long ago, so early in my life and early in my career.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it took God to pretty much allow me to continue without getting anything, for me to be focused on what the actual mission was. So he had to pretty much refocus my mind. And even in 2024, at the award show, when I gave my speech for receiving Album of the Year award, it was crazy for me simply because I realized why God allowed me to get it in that moment, because I refocused my mind on what the actual mission was. And the mission was to tell my experience with him, not to achieve something, simply just to tell the story as raw and authentic as I possibly can without any hopes of anything happening after that. I believe that is why God waited for me to receive anything, truly, because he wanted me to remain focused, which is why even up to today, now that I'm receiving these awards, now that I have nominations to my name, I will never, ever forget of the moments when I didn't get anything at all. And it keeps me focused and reminds me that, yes, awards are good. Recognition on a national level is good, but the main goal should never change, which is to simply tell the story.
And what would you say to somebody who was in that struggle right now? Maybe they're a musician that is just starting out or has been having issues with their production. What would you say to them, who those people who are like in that dark space, and how would you encourage them?
My word of encouragement would be, don't lean on yourself, lean on God. And that is so true to me, because sometimes it takes, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it won't even take a month. Sometimes it'll be years. But I know what it's like to be in that place. I know what it's like to be in that space. But looking back from where I was to now, I wouldn't have it any other way. Honestly, my word of encouragement would be, allow God to guide your steps and to point you where it is that you need to go, simply because he's building your story and you don't even know it yet. I look at my own life and I realize that if he didn't take me on the route that he took me, I don't really know if I'd have a story to tell. If I had it all my way, I pretty much wouldn't have anything to say. So I would say, allow God to write your story, because his endings are always the best.
You know, it's really nice to have you on the podcast, because you're somebody who is kind of in a transition period in your career, I guess you could say. And there could be a lot of things, practical things that you have learned maybe in the past year as you've released your albums and things. And I'd like to kind of explore some of those things in the remaining part of this podcast. Could you tell us, like, what are some practical things that Adventist creatives like yourselves can do in order to build their audiences or to improve their production?
Yeah, I would say study the craft. I always pride myself on being a student of the game. I think marketing is very important. Being able to understand how to sell your products, how to sell yourself as an artist, how to market your brand. I think that's very important. That's something practical that people can do. Also, networking. Networking is extremely important. Being able to find producers, find studios that you can utilize to bring your stories to life. Also, managing your money wisely. You know, doing what we do is very expensive, but you don't want to be in financial jeopardy because of it. There's a story in the Bible about how this man gave his servants, you know, the story of the talents. I believe that story is how I try to live my life. I try to be a good steward of what it is that God has blessed me with. And I believe that a lot of artists should do the same thing. Handle what it is that God has given you to the best of your ability, and simply just make him proud. So you'll just make sure that you're able to give him a good account of what it is that you've used and show him how you've multiplied it. So I think that encompasses everything. Find the right people that can help to bring your vision to life. Also, utilize resources online. If there are questions that you need answers to, the online web and YouTube pretty much has all of the answers that you need. And you can utilize them for free the majority of the time. So just capitalize on those resources.
Is there any like specific resources related to marketing that you would recommend for musicians?
Yeah, I would say some of these aren't free, but TuneCore, they have a lot of online music marketing resources. You can even, you know, just utilize social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Canva for graphics. If you're interested in making your own graphics, making your own videos, CapCut, iMovie, you know, things like that. Making short videos, feeding the algorithm to help spread the word that you have music out and ready for release. All of those things help. Yeah, pretty much.
What about networking? Has you found any like communities that you've found valuable for you?
Yeah, mainly, I can mainly speak to at least the one in the Bahamas. The music industry in the Bahamas, normally they all come together for specific events. So what I would normally do is attend those events if I could. Just try to meet people, introduce yourself, show people what it is that you have to offer. That's honestly, funnily enough, that's how I was able to be signed with the label that I'm signed with right now. I was producing content, producing my music and publishing it. One of the artists that was signed to the label actually reached out to me as a result of that. That's how I was able to, you know, pretty much be in conversation with them after that. What you have to do is show people what it is that you have to offer, whether it's fully where you want it to be or not. Just continue to stay consistent and show people that you have something that they can either cultivate or build off of. And that's what worked for me.
That's really nice, man. I'm amazed at how that, by just going to an event, like can change your career like so quickly. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also mentioned about money management. Do you keep budgets or anything like that? Or do you usually have someone else deal with that for you?
Yes, I actually do my own budgets. I have a background in business management. I do my own budgeting. I do my own financial plans. So I would really encourage other artists to do the same. Find other streams of income that can help you, you know, build up your music. If that's the route that you want to go, if you want to be an artist, find other streams of income that can help to sustain that. That's always worked for me.
What are the different sources of income that you have as an artist?
So for myself, I have a music production company that I use to actually fund my music career. So my music is pretty much pouring back into itself. So I produce projects for other artists. I do songwriting for other artists. And I also do live band performances for other artists as well. I'm a music director as well. A lot of the money that I make from that company, that is actually what I use to pay for all of the different things that I need to in terms of my artistry and all of the new projects that I produce. So that's pretty much the main stream of income. As it relates to music, there's different streams within that one company, pretty much.
I see the different areas
of services that I provide.
I see. So the main stream of income is being able to produce music for others, and that in turn feeds the music that you make. I really like that. That's a really great idea. Well, I think that brings it to an end of this episode of Adventist Waves. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode with Joshua And I personally have been really blessed through this. So thank you so much, Joshua, for coming on the show. I've learned a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah, no worries. Really appreciate it. No worries, no worries. It's good to have you, man. Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventist Music. And it was produced by me, Khan Elmers. A huge shout out to Joshua for coming on to the show. We would love to stay in touch with you on social media. If you're a musician, tag us on your reels. We love to share them on Instagram. And give me a message on socials too. I'd really love to talk with you. If you have any ideas, I'll be open to it. Adventist Music is a podcast that highlights the unique stories of Adventist musicians. We are listener supported. You can give today and help us continue making these episodes for the community. Adventist Music is a production of Blue Vineyard. Make sure you're listening in on the next episode of Adventist Music.